Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air.
Communities in Asia united in the fight against coal. Civil society organizations in Indonesia, Bangladesh, and Japan are working together to halt the expansion of coal mining in the region. For many years, communities and civil society organizations in Japan have been repeatedly calling on their government to suspend support for new coal-fired power projects in Indonesia and Bangladesh, notably the Indramayu and Martabari power plant projects. Not only would these projects fuel the climate crisis, they would also damage the livelihoods of local people and worsen the oversupply of electricity in both countries. In June 2022, local campaigners were victorious when the Japanese Ministry of Foreign Affairs announced that it would no longer provide official development assistance for the two coal power plants following G7 pledges. In particular, Japan revoked their intention to provide $1.9 billion to fund the expansion of the Indramayu coal power plant in Indonesia. Josue Hatae from Friends of the Earth Japan said to Real World Radio,
"The decision by the Japanese government to finally halt its support for the Indramayu coal-fired power plant project is in fact a very late decision, but it is still one victory for local residents who have continued to raise their concerns about the projects despite the harsh conditions of possible repression and human rights violations. It is also an achievement for international civil society who have consistently demanded climate justice and human rights protections."
The activists highlighted the efforts of Indonesian local farmers fighting the project.
"Cancellation of the Japanese loan to Indonesia is the tremendous outcome from well collaboration work among local, national, and international civil society. Especially, we sincerely respect the local farmers in Indramayu. They established their network group called Jatayu in 2015. Since then, for 7 years, they kept voicing up their concerns and opposition against the project in their village, cities, Jakarta, and also Tokyo in Japan. They also filed an administrative court case to cancel the environment permit for the project and won in the regional court. But the decision was reversed in the higher courts, which shows the reality or the big obstacle as a national flagship project. In addition, after the farmers' victory in the regional court, the farmers were faced with the criminalization twice or serious human rights violations. The 7 farmers in total were falsely arrested and detained for 5 to 6 months. While the farmers were in such tense, like I might be the next to be falsely arrested, even such situations, they had kept their unity and never given up. So the farmers' tireless struggle against the flagship project has exactly led to this victory."
Civil society groups in Indonesia also welcomed Japan's decision, including WALI, Friends of the Earth Indonesia. Since 2015, WALI has been working with the affected communities, providing education and capacity building, and led a strong campaign targeting the Japanese government. "It is a great achievement for the long journey and struggle of the affected communities," stated Meiki Paendog from WALI West Java. "The Indramayu coal-fired power project in Indonesia has the potential to generate air pollution and damage the sea and coastal ecosystems with wastewater," he explained. "It is also a source of social conflict and a threat to community livelihood because of land use change from paddy fields to the coal power plant." In Bangladesh, the construction of Martabari 1 coal-fired project, which have already been supported by the Japan International Cooperation Agency, has caused unemployment of many local people who made their livelihoods by salt pans and farming shrimp, and delays in compensation payments and alternative housing have forced their lives more difficult, states a joint press release issued by several Japanese groups in June 2022. The Japan Center for a Sustainable Environment and Society, the KIKO Network, Friends of the Earth Japan, 350.org Japan, and Mekong Watch have called on the Japanese government to take seriously its commitment to halt public support for fossil fuels by 2022. They demand the suspension of all support to coal-fired power plants and a halt to credits for false energy transitions such as new gas-fired power projects and thermal power projects using ammonia and hydrogen co-firing technologies. Josue explained first why the Indramayu project must not be pushed through.
There are mainly six reasons why this coal power plant must not be constructed. The first, the project will destroy or adversely affect the livelihoods of the thousands of local farmers and fishermen, because the power plant will be constructed in the middle of farmland and along the fishing grounds. The tenants and their agricultural laborers have been growing their rice, vegetables, and fruits all year long since their ancestors. When the season comes, the small-scale fishermen catch small shrimp called rebon along the coast. Even if monetary compensation and livelihood restoration programs are provided, those are not sufficient to restore their livelihoods, and that's not a true solution. The second reason, the project will expose the local community to a higher risk of health damage. The power plant will not use any of the best available technologies or BAT that are installed in most of the coal-fired power plants in Japan, even though the power plant will emit air pollutants, including SOx, NOx, and PM2.5. The third reason, the project has failed to ensure appropriate consultation and sufficient information disclosure with local farmers and fishermen. They will be heavily affected by the project but were not invited for any consultation to prepare an environmental impact assessment report. The fourth, the project has caused serious human rights violations and has threatened the freedom of expression at the local level. Seven farmers who have voiced opposition to the project became victims of the criminalizations, or they were accused of false charges and put in jail for 5 to 6 months. Fifth reasons, the project is not necessary for the Java Valley electric grid, which has been pointed out to have excessive power supply. Before the COVID-19 pandemic, the Indonesian government's plan has already indicated that tariff margin in the Java Valley grid would be 30-45% till 2028. If the project was pushed through with JICA's loan, Indonesian government should have repaid that loan for decades for such unnecessary plant. This meant unreasonable burden on the future generations in Indonesia. The last reason, the project entails the risk of becoming a stranded asset because it is necessary even for developing countries to completely stop the operation of coal-fired power plants by 2040 to achieve the Paris Agreement's long-term goals. So, with those reasons, the project must not be pushed through at the expense of the livelihoods and the environment of the local community, and in exchange for future generations' opportunities and choices and global climate.
The Japanese activists also rejected the false solutions to climate change and urged the Japanese government to make wise decisions.
The support for this kind of existing coal plants actually extends the life of coal power, and then this is very questionable. So, such as hydrogen, ammonia, and CCS are uncertain for practical and commercial viability, and their abatement affects questionable to promote energy transition. Supporting such uncertain technology is nothing short of imposing a false solution. The Japanese government must be responsible to make a wise decision or to stop its support for such unnecessary and destructive projects immediately for the local community as well as the global climate.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications by FOI.